Greetings and salutations, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it is Tuesday, August 27th, and it is 5:38 a.m., and it's already 77 degrees Fahrenheit outside. And I know that fall and winter is just around the corner because it's dark outside. And, summertime, if I remember correctly, it was already, the sun was starting to come out already. Yeah, because when I first went in the beginning of August, I think I did an audio boo where the sun was just, it was the blood moon. And the sun was just coming up. And it looked really, really cool. But I am headed to Corn Country. And I don't have to work in the afternoon, which is good. But I have to work. I don't know how this is going to work out for me, my other job. Because I have a bunch of clothes that I won't be able to utilize. I won't be able to wear because I have to wear a t-shirt and jeans and some form of, work boot or tennis shoe, because basically, I'm sweeping floors thanks to my former boss. And it's only temporary, not a handout, but I told her I'm going to need money to, get to put back in the bank from my vacation. And since I'm forking out buku bucks for the boy to move, today I have to go back to the bank and get $300 out for the dog deposit. And, my mother's giving him money, and he's getting the truck back today, so he's got check-in on Thursday, so he has to be at his new apartment on Thursday to do the walkthrough and stuff like that. And I basically told him, I said, I'll be fine once he gets there. It's him being on the road is going to make me nervous, just pins and needles. And he says he's not going to stop. He's just going to drive the 13 hours, which I can actually see him doing, because the most I've ever driven straight was 17. And that was from Georgia, from Tifton, Georgia, all the way back to the Chi. And to my hometown. So, I think I pulled over once and took a 20-minute nap with my kids. And, we were in the blazer, and, we went to say goodbye to my, ex-mother-in-law. She was dying of cancer. And, she passed away shortly after we left, but I remember pulling off to the side of the road and telling my kids, okay, I need a 20-minute nap. I don't care what you do, listen to your music, play your little handheld video games, whatever. Just don't leave the vehicle and don't be loud, because I need to sleep. And because I was so paranoid, you hear those horror stories of children disappearing. I was so overprotective. Especially when I traveled by myself and I drove. I remember my son, my man-child, when I went to the ladies' room at this truck stop. It was this huge, it was really nice truck stop, but I just was so paranoid. And when my daughter came into the bathroom with me, and I said, he goes, I don't have to go potty. And I said, I know that, but what I want you to do is I want you to stand outside the door of the ladies' room, and I want you to talk to me. So here I am talking to this kid, basically yelling. And then every once in a while, he would open the door. Are you done yet? Are you done yet? Because I was just so paranoid, And my mother always instilled that you made one, and if anything happens to that one, you can't replace it by making another one. And I said, yeah, that's true, because there's only one of each of my children. And then, oh man, I had a horrible night. I was up just coughing, and I ended up sleeping in the recliner. My chest just hurts from coughing so much, and so do my abs. I didn't know I had abs from just coughing, that dry hacking cough. So, but anyway, I'm going to finish the rest of my trip to Corn Country. I got like 15 minutes to get there. I still got to put up the little nameplates I have for their assigned seating, and there's just not enough time in the day to do some stuff. Okay, laterness, people.